Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf, 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. So you've got the great American novel brewing in your brain, or you've got poetry and thoughts that want to come out, and you need a little help kind of extracting it and putting it all down. There is some opportunity and assistance available for you this weekend. Summer Writing Workshop being held in Copper Harbor. Suzanne Van Dam is here to talk about that. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hi there, Todd.
It's good to have you here. Let's start by just defining who would be interested in this workshop that's coming up.
Okay. We would love to involve everyone who's interested in writing, whether they are a very experienced or just an aspiring writer, someone who would be interested in really all kinds of writing, creative writing, poetry, memoir, essays. Maybe you have a story, it's been rattling around in your brain for a long time and you really want to get it down on paper. Or you have stories about your childhood or your parents. So we're offering two workshops. One is focused on poetry, and the other is more life writing. I call it travel and life writing because many times travel instigates ideas about yourself in an alien place.
Changes tend to inspire thoughts,
exactly.
And travel involves changes for most people. They go to a place that they rarely go or have never been before. And so you're inspired to write something. Now, your theme is the wandering word.
Yes, and that was partly related to the travel motif. I just spent a year in Mexico and did quite a bit of writing while I was there with the same idea that it inspires a lot of introspection, I think. But also words sort of take you where they will, and many times you don't really know what you think about a subject until you write about it, and then it becomes clearer and clearer in the writing process.
That's really true. Writing sometimes speaks to you, and if you don't listen to it, sometimes you suffer for it.
Yes, and you can try to corral it, but that doesn't generally get you to the truth.
Yeah, I have the same experience when I write and arrange music. Sometimes it just talks back to me and says, no.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do that. You're going to go this direction.
Right.
And inevitably, when I listen to it, I come out with a better result.
With a stronger,
so it's really challenging sometimes. Now, how experienced would I need to be to take advantage of these seminars that you have coming up?
You certainly don't need a degree in English or anything else. We're really looking for people who want to tell their story in whatever format. So you do not have to be very experienced. In fact, lots of the people who have been talking with me about our workshop have said, well, I don't have a degree in English. I don't have this. That's fine. We're just wanting to work with people on their stories and help them find their voice. And but if you are a veteran journalist and you just want a chance to jumpstart your creativity, that's fine too.
Is it safe to say this is a non-judgmental atmosphere?
Yes.
In terms of, so-and-so has a lot of experience, but they're not going to point and snicker and laugh?
Absolutely, absolutely. This would be very supportive and nurturing. And the one thing I've learned about writing is that everyone has their own story, and that individual is the one to tell it best. And so, of course, there'd be no room for snickering, and hopefully some laughter, yes. But
well, and if everybody told their story in exactly the same way, it'd be a pretty darn boring library.
It sure would, right.
So let's talk about some of the specifics now. This is coming up this Saturday and Sunday in Copper Harbor. Mm-hmm. How do folks get involved?
Well, the first thing you could do would be to visit our website at KeweenawWritersWorkshop.com. And there's a schedule online there that shows what we're going to do. We have the writing workshops, which would involve some elements of craft, like voice and imagery and setting and dialogue, and a little bit of instruction on that. We'll also be workshopping each other's pieces. So if you want to bring a piece that you're maybe, hopefully a little bit more than just started, but you have some ideas for a piece or you've written a draft of it, we can share that. And,
or if you're stuck on something.
Exactly, which a lot of us get.
Really,
right?
That happens to you too? Gosh, I'm so reassured.
So
this, it's coming up Saturday and Sunday. It's in Copper Harbor.
Yes. We have a cottage there that is, it's a beautiful little place called Will-O-Wisp. And so we'll have our workshops mainly take place there, although we are going to go outside and do some nature writing prompts where we're going to give our participants a couple of prompts and they go write and come back and and share what we've written.
I think that I shall never see a flower lovely as a bee.
Something
that
like that.
That would be very nature-oriented there.
Yes.
I honestly can't think of a more inspiring place to write than yes. Copper Harbor.
Yeah, it is. It's got everything, you know, up mountains and biggest freshwater lake in the world.
Absolutely. And you have a very fine poet coming in.
Yes, we do. Saturday night, Randy Freisinger, retired professor from Michigan Tech, and a poet extraordinaire. He's just a great storyteller and a wonderful poet. He will be coming to Grandpa's Barn on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And that event is sponsored by our workshop, but it's also free and open to the public. Randy writes very accessible poems. The introductions he gives to his poems are really engaging, and so everybody should turn out.
So his appearance is free, and it's open mm-hmm. to everybody. What's the cost for the workshop?
The cost for the workshop is $200 for the whole weekend. However, we are offering very generous scholarships, up to half off. And we are also offering a buddy discount. So if you bring a friend, you each get a reduction in your workshop fee by a pretty substantial amount. So, and it includes not just the writing workshop, but it includes the morning sessions, as well as other activities meant to enhance the writing life. So we have a qijing, which is sort of it's like a peaceful martial arts, I guess you call it. and it's kind of like a yoga or a tai chi kind of activity. We also have a session on yoga, meditation, and creativity. And we have these nature explorations in the afternoon, as well as Randy's reading, Randy Freisinger's, the visiting poet, his reading on Saturday night, and refreshments.
So. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You do still have a few places left.
We sure do, and we'd love to encourage folks to sign up.
What's the website again?
It's www.KeweenawWritersWorkshop.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Suzanne Van Dam. Hope it goes wonderfully.
Thank you very much.
And I will talk to you again soon, I hope.
Okay.
Suzanne Van Dam here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.